Domestic violence, sadly, is very common. It accounts for between 16 and 25% of all reported crime in the UK. If you consider that most cases of domestic violence remain unreported, the real number's probably much higher. Research shows that domestic abuse mostly affects women. In the UK alone, one in four women will experience some form of domestic violence in their lifetime. Domestic violence also affects children, men, and elderly people alike, and it's extremely important to raise awareness of this issue. We've recorded a series of podcasts examining the realities of domestic abuse, as personal stories often speak louder than statistics. Today, the Archbishop of Birmingham, the Most Reverend Bernard Longley, explains Catholic Church teaching on domestic violence.
I'm very pleased to be here to speak today a little bit about something very important within the life of the Church and a significant experience within the domestic setting. And that's really to think about domestic violence, in particular, violence against women. You'll know that the Church's teaching, based on the Scriptures, is that violence in itself is always wrong and is never justifiable. And in particular, the issue of violence against women is something that the Church does teach about, and we should make known the Church's teaching based on the Scriptures. And it's important that we do so because the experience of violence against women is very often something that is hidden, is not so readily seen. Violence, of course, can be outside the home. Violence can be against men, but generally it is more likely to affect women and children, particularly within the home setting, if it's in the family or within a marriage. And that brings added complications, because people are not so keen to interfere within family life or within a marriage, even when there is a suspicion that a husband is being violent towards his wife. So it brings added difficulties. But there are also those times when people will justify violence, which is abuse, it must be clear, it's a form of abuse, will try to justify it by use of the Bible, the Scriptures. And in particular, there's the passage in St. Paul's teaching, the letter to the Ephesians, which speaks about the relationship between a man and his wife, man and woman, within marriage. But that's often taken out of context. And the true context, the teaching of St. Paul, is that there is an equality of dignity between husband and wife, and that there is a mutual submission within that common life within marriage. So that Paul says that a man will love his wife as he loves his own body. And that should be the basis for respect and love. But where it occurs, violence can be physical, it can be sexual, psychological, or verbal. And very often, of course, little is said out of fear, or because a woman has become isolated. Sometimes an abuser will isolate a woman within marriage from friends or from family. But sometimes there is a chance that she is part of a church community and is in contact with people in that setting. What can we do as Catholics then? Within our parish settings, first of all, to make it clear that the Church's teaching, based upon the Scriptures and in the example of Christ himself, is that violence is always wrong and that it has no place, should have no place, within the marriage itself, within a family setting. That as priests or as deacons, we can refer to domestic violence in the context of a homily, just so that a woman who is experiencing this within a parish setting is aware that their circumstances are known about, or that kind of situation is known about, and that there is care for them that's available. Then I think we should draw attention to resources which are there. Of course, on the website, the Catholic Bishops' Conference website, or the Caritas website, but especially that there are opportunities for people who will listen, maybe within the women's organisations, the CWL, the UCM, or elsewhere within the parish setting. So there are things which we can do, and we should try to do more, especially in highlighting the experience that women have of domestic violence and of emphasising that this is always wrong and that there are remedies. And that within a marriage setting, it does not go against the sacramentality of marriage to seek an end to that kind of abuse.
If you've been affected by anything you've heard in this podcast, please visit our website www.cedar.uk.net for further information and resources. If you need help now, please call the National Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 2000 247. That's 0808 2000 247 for confidential and professional support.